My gorgeous queen, it's Callie, and I'm so excited to tell you about something that's transforming the way I work out. My Sweaty Studio app. If you're looking for a fun and effective way to get stronger, leaner, and more confident, this is it. Sweaty Studio is your go-to for on-demand Pilates workouts that fit right into your busy schedule, no matter where you are. Whether you're a beginner or a seasoned pro, the app offers a variety of classes, from 10-minute quickie sessions to full-length workouts that challenge every muscle in your body. And the best part? You can do it all from the comfort of your home, at the beach, or even while traveling. The app is designed to help you build strength, improve flexibility, tone your body, and feel empowered through affirmations blended into your workouts. Plus, with new classes and monthly challenges added regularly, you'll never get bored. You can even track your progress and join a community of like-minded women who are all on their journey to feeling their best. Some of my favorite workouts on the app are our Pilates and Praise classes that blend worship music with Pilates, our new Reformer Pilates workouts, or our Barlotti's flows that blend ballet movements with Pilates to the beat of the music. Ready to get started? Simply download the Sweaty Studio app now and take your Pilates practice to the next level. Your first 2 weeks are totally free, so you've got nothing to lose. Head over to sweatystudio.com to learn more and start your free trial today. Let's get sweaty together.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hello, hello. Welcome to the Healthy But Human podcast. My name is Callie Gualy and I am your podcast host, and I'm so excited you are here today. Wherever you are in the world, welcome, my gorgeous queen. Today's episode is the first part of our three-part mini-series on healthy girl fall habits that you can implement into your life to truly feel like your best self this season in the mental health area, physical health area, and spiritual health area. So on today's episode, it's a mini episode and we are going to power through, and I'm going to share 5 ways that you can really, really improve your physical health this fall and feel amazing. I know the fall can be a busy season, especially as the temperature starts to drop. Our motivation might also feel like we're dropping a little bit. So these are just some fun ways that you can continue to really grow in your strength, your endurance, your taking care of your skincare, taking care of your nutrition, and all of the things. These are things that I want to add to my fall, so I hope this episode helps you. Before we get into it, make sure if you like the podcast, you share this episode with a friend who you think this would help in their life, and also leave a review. 5 stars helps so, so much, and it helps us reach more people all around the world and change lives. And you can always tag us on social media at Healthy But Human Pod, and I'll be sure to repost you. If you want to follow me on my personal Instagram, it's at Callie Gualy. Okay, that is a lot. So let's get right into our self-check-in. Think of this as a time to really just ground yourself, see how you're doing, see how you're feeling, and get in the zone. So let's take a deep inhale through your nose, fill up your lungs with lots of goodness, lots of love into your beautiful, amazing body. And then take a big exhale, sighing out, letting go of anything that isn't serving you. Just release it with your breath. Okay, I want you to ask yourself, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being amazing, 1 being not so hot, how am I feeling today? And hang on to this number, asking yourself a follow-up question: why do I feel like this? Maybe something happened in the day, maybe nothing happened. Just get real with yourself here. Okay, now ask yourself, what is one area of my life that I feel like I'm crushing it in right now? It's taking a moment to be proud of yourself. All right, next question is, what is something that I love about myself? It's so important that we love ourselves and talk kindly to ourselves in every season. Next question is, have I hydrated my hot bod in the past 30 minutes? You know the drill. If you haven't, or if you have, grab your water. We're going to hydrate in 3, 2, 1. Cheers, my gorgeous queen. All right, hydration check. Final question is, what is something in my physical health area of life that I would like to improve on? can even ask yourself, like, what's something I've been struggling with lately in my physical health? And make a mental note of it or write it down, hang on to it. And let's dive right into today's topic. Like I said, it is a mini episode, so this will be a short, sweet, and packed episode with some fun ideas for you for how you can improve your physical health this fall. This is a really important episode, in my opinion, because I think a lot of times, the summertime, it's warm, it's sunny, it's happy. It's a lot easier to take care of our physical health in the summer when the weather is just incredible. Let's be so real. I think as it gets cooler outside, we start to feel that urge to just bunker down, to be cozy, to not go outside that much when it's really cold outside. And as a result, I think that it can be really challenging to stay consistent in our physical health, in our fitness journeys, in our nutrition journeys, in our just taking care of ourselves journeys if we're not mindful about it during this season when it's beginning to get cooler outside. I feel like September is still a really nice time of the year to implement these habits. Building healthy habits is a great step to really making this a lifestyle, not just a season for you. So that is one thing I do challenge you to do, is take away what you want from this episode and hold yourself accountable to adding these things to your day-to-day life and slowly just build. Maybe you start with one of these habits and then you add on 2, 3 as you find yourself able to stay consistent with the first habit. If you listen to the book, or not listen to the book, read the book, Atomic Habits, it's actually a pretty helpful book in terms of building habits and having the mindset around habits in a less all or nothing approach. I liked the book. There were things I didn't like about it, but things I did like about it. So I do recommend that book for some things. So let's get right into some physical health ideas I have for you for our healthy girl fall habits. Okay, the first one is fall girl walks. I feel like the summer, it's like hot girl walk season. I mean, you can do hot girl walks in the fall, the winter, whenever. But there's something so cute and cozy about a fall girl walk. Okay, what is a fall girl walk, or you call it an autumn girl walk, whatever it is? I think that in the fall, it is such a fun time to go outside still and go on walks. Even if where you live is getting cold, I feel like in the fall, bundle up, put on your cute sweater, your leggings, your hat, whatever you want to wear, put on a podcast, maybe listen to this podcast or a different podcast. Or if you're not into your podcast era, I mean, if you're listening to the podcast, I feel like you probably are. You could also listen to some life-giving music. I have been loving like kind of indie sort of music, especially in the fall. I feel like upbeat indie music is so such like a fall kind of vibe. So I feel like that. And then also, this is something that's really important for any sort of walk, is fruitful thoughts. We can make it like apple spice thoughts or whatever, sweet thoughts. It's really important to make sure, we'll talk about this next week in the mental health episode. I think it's really important to make sure that your thoughts are positive, especially when you're doing any sort of physical activity. I mean, your body is creating endorphins, which is a really happy hormone. And it's important to just make sure that you're focusing on things that are positive in your life, things you're thankful for, thinking kind thoughts about your body, even if you wake up feeling really tired one day or it's cold outside and you're like, oh, I don't want to move right now. Just continuing to keep your mind focused on those fruitful thoughts. Like, those are some elements I feel like make a fall girl walk amazing. Let's be real, you can create the atmosphere for yourself, whether that's looking at life through a gray lens or looking at it through a colorful lens. You can look at life in the same situation in two different ways. So especially as the seasons begin to shift, trying to keep your mind on the focus on the gratitude, focus on the positive things, especially as you're moving your body, even on those days you maybe don't want to move. Next point I have is getting back on track in your workouts. So this is another good fall healthy girl habit we can implement. In the summer, I think a lot of people are pretty consistent overall. I think traveling can throw us off sometimes out of our routine, But I think in the fall, it's really a great time to establish the good workout routine. Because like I said, as it gets cold, it might be harder to start a new routine. But if you start it in the fall when it's still cool outside, I feel like the fall in general is such a productive season in my brain. Every year, I just have this like urge to be productive. So I feel like this is a great time to build your workout routine. Some ways I love to build my workout routine and stay consistent is starting with shorter workouts. The fall is also a very busy season, especially as school's starting back up. Maybe our jobs are starting to get busier. Whatever the case is, if you pack in, let's say, 10 to 15 minute workouts at home versus a 60 minute workout, and you hold yourself accountable to this 4 times a week versus going to the gym 6 times a week when you haven't been going consistently and you're, that's like out of the gates, that's what you're trying to do, I think it's a lot harder to stay consistent and make it sustainable. So if you know yourself, you know your schedule is already busy as is, I would just challenge yourself to do workouts at home, 10 minutes, keep it like that short. Do it for 1 week as you find that you're able to show up for yourself consistently. That is when the next week I would build onto that. So maybe then you do 5 times a week for 15 minutes. You up your workout lengths by 5 minute increments each week, or maybe 1 week you go to the gym or to a Pilates studio or whatever the case is. That's how I find it's really easy to build healthy, sustainable habits. Instead of going all or nothing, you ease into it. Kind of honing in on that same point, I feel like getting back on track in workouts, the fall is such a fun time to increase your strength. I don't know what it is about the fall. Like last year I have an online Pilates studio called Sway Studio, and I had a September strength Pilates challenge. There was just something so fun about adding heavier weights into my workout routine. I know a lot of the girls who are part of the Sweaty Fam loved also adding weights to the routine. So maybe there's just something about resistance training in the fall. I don't know. But I feel like this is a really fun season to start to increase and push your body and muscles to get stronger. So whether you are adding a resistance band to your workouts, or you're adding increasing the weight slightly, or you're trying reformer Pilates, or whatever the case is, I think adding some sort of resistance challenge could be a really fun way to spice up your workout routine this year. And talking about resistance bands, you guys, I feel like I do a truly horrible job promoting these. I want to improve on this. This is a goal I have for myself. But I made resistance bands for you guys last year, actually. They're fabric resistance bands. They add so much resistance to your workouts. I've been using these bands for literally over a year. I feel like genuinely my strength is so good when I'm using these resistance bands in my workouts. You can use them in abs workout, in your ab sections, in your glute sections, in your arm sections. I have them on Sweaty Studio for sale, and I will link them as well. You get 3 of them. So you get light, medium, heavy, and wow, they are so juicy. Let me tell you, they work your body a lot more than the plastic bands do, and they don't roll up, which we love. My gorgeous queen, it's Callie, and I'm so excited to tell you about something that's transforming the way I work out. My Sweaty Studio app. If you're looking for a fun and effective way to get stronger, leaner, and more confident, this is it. Sweaty Studio is your go-to for on-demand Pilates workouts that fit right into your busy schedule, no matter where you are. Whether you're a beginner or a seasoned pro, the app offers a variety of classes, from 10-minute quickie sessions to full-length workouts that challenge every muscle in your body. And the best part? You can do it all from the comfort of your home, at the beach, or even while traveling. The app is designed to help you build strength, improve flexibility, tone your body, and feel empowered through affirmations blended into your workouts. Plus, with new classes and monthly challenges added regularly, you'll never get bored. You can even track your progress and join a community of like-minded women who are all on their journey to feeling their best. Some of my favorite workouts on the app are our Pilates and Praise classes that blend worship music with Pilates, our new reformer Pilates workouts, or our Barlotti's flows that blend ballet movements with Pilates to the beat of the music. Ready to get started? Simply download the Sweaty Studio app now and take your Pilates practice to the next level. Your first 2 weeks are totally free, so you've got nothing to lose. Head over to sweatystudio.com to learn more and start your free trial today. Let's get sweaty together. Hey everyone, it's Callie, and I have a little PSA for my girlies who are genuinely scared of what their period will bring each month. From painful cramping, uncomfortable bloating, cravings, or a roller coaster of emotions, I have been there and know how frustrating it can feel. Let me introduce your hormones to their new bestie, Hormone Harmony, a nature-inspired supplement that supports optimal hormone levels, helping to reduce mild mood swings, improve sleep quality, and even curb those annoying cravings. If you read the reviews, you'll notice that over 17,000 women all around the world are saying that they finally feel like themselves again after taking Hormone Harmony. Let's quickly dive into some of the core ingredients that make up Hormone Harmony. I love how Hormone Harmony includes adaptogens like ashwagandha extract, which helps the body handle stress from hormonal changes and cortisol levels. Another key ingredient that caught my eye is maca root extract, which can give you sustained energy, helps with mild mood swings, and supports a healthy drive. Painful periods aren't normal, and I'm here to tell you that you don't have to keep suffering through them. Hormone Harmony can actually help you. And for a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code Callie at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code Callie for 15% off today.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Okay, keeping this episode not too long, moving on. Number three for physical health is less caffeine. I know. Listen. The pumpkin spice lattes, the pumpkin spice chai, the cutie fall drinks, I love them so much, which I think it can be a problem with developing a caffeine addiction if we're not careful during the season, especially as we want our warm drink in the morning. That being said, just some easy, simple subs I have for you if you love your warm fall drink like I do, but you don't want to develop a caffeine addiction, which is so easy to develop if you're not mindful about it. I feel like I just, every time I say mindful, I think of that TikTok trend that's like very demure, very mindful. Anyways, I don't even know what that exactly means, but I see it everywhere. So the fall drink thing, some ideas I have for you. Easy swaps if you love your little fall drinks. Switch out your regular caffeine in your coffee for decaf. It doesn't change the taste that drastically, especially if you're a latte girl and you like to get syrups in your coffee or in your lattes. Maybe you have, my baseline in general is having one caffeine drink a day max. And I honestly don't like to have that every day because I find I still have gotten addicted to caffeine if I have it every day, once a day. So I think like alternating days can be really healthy for your body to not develop that caffeine addiction, because I promise you so can function without caffeine. It is, I like was pounding coffees and Celsius's before I got pregnant, and I literally had such an aversion to caffeine when I got pregnant. It was crazy. Like, I did not want a coffee. I was drinking like pour overs literally every single day. It was wild seeing how my body, it weaned itself off of this caffeine addiction. And I've been able to function really well the whole time with very minimal caffeine. So if I can do it, you can do it too. Some other fun little caffeine swaps I have for you. If you love coffee, matcha is super good. I love a good warm matcha latte. If you don't like tea, or like it's very earthy, so I would add a sweetener if you are not into earthy tea kind of taste. Also, I love a chai. I feel like chais are a really good sub for coffee as well. You still have that black tea. I've been drinking black tea lately, which I've been loving. Harney & Sons is a brand I really like for tea, and they have a gingerbread flavor. It just makes me feel like I'm drinking Christmas. I love it so much. That's a good fall drink for you. Fall drink idea. Also, if you like hot chocolate, if fall's like, okay, hot cocoa, we're back, baby. I drink hot chocolate like year-round. I love hot chocolate. One of my favorite recipes is called the hot cacao. What I'll do is I will heat up milk. I have a frother at home, so I'll froth it. You could heat up in a pan on the stovetop, or you could just microwave it. And then I froth cacao powder, half a tablespoon of cacao powder, I put it in, froth it, and that is my hot cacao. I know some people don't like that it's not super sweet, so you could add a little bit of maple syrup or honey to it, and it'd be so, so yummy and amazing. Also, if you want to have healthier drinks, because sometimes the fall drinks have a lot of sugar in them with the syrups, you can even make your own at home and use like maple syrup, you could use honey, you could use a little bit less processed sugars in your syrups at home to make the drinks a little healthier. Those are just some good options for you. So I hope that helps a little bit with the caffeine point. Two more is my next point I want to make is another healthy habit you could add is simplify your skincare. I think a lot of times, at least this is for me, something that I have done in the past is I've believed that I need to have a crazy intense skincare routine in order to have good skin. But it's really interesting because the times I've done that, I found my skin has broken out a lot more. I've kind of experimented with my skin recently. It's super interesting because I have found when I literally wash my face and put moisturizer on like at night, my skin has been the best. Granted, I've tried to put less moisturizer on in general, and I feel like as it's been getting drier outside, my skin's been feeling like kind of dry, so I need to moisturize a little bit more. But I have this theory that we sometimes over moisturize, over put product on our face, and our skin doesn't really need that. That's my theory, okay? If you're a dermatologist and that's not true, please let me know. But my skin has seriously, it's looked the best it has doing less to it. I also think of the fall kind of as like clean girl era. I love this one app to check my ingredients in my skincare products, in my shampoo, conditioner, honestly. Anything I consume, you can scan. It's called the Yuka app. It's Y-U-K-A, I believe. This is not sponsored. This is just an incredible app. It basically, you scan the product and it shows the ingredients in it and it gives it a score. I love this. So I scanned some of my hair care and I literally realized there were actually extremely toxic ingredients in my hair care. There were like endocrine disruptors, all these things. And I was like, what? These brands look like they're so natural and amazing, but they add these things. So that's an app I love, love, love for taking care of my body and what is being consumed through my pores, specifically in my hair care, skincare. I also do this for sometimes food that I get. If I want to compare brands, I'll scan them and that helps me as well. Also, for kind of on the skincare topic is I love taking nighttime showers. I feel like just getting all the dirt off from the day. I love it. Like a warm shower is such a nice way to wind down and get ready for bed and have an amazing sleep. So yeah, that's number four. Simplify your skincare routine. And it looks different for everyone. You know what areas you could simplify though. Okay, number five. The last point I have for you for physical healthy habits is adding some nourishing warm fall recipes to your life. It's so interesting. I have noticed as the temperatures get cooler, my body craves warmer food. I mean, I don't think that's coincidence at all. Our bodies are really wise and smart, and they definitely crave what the nutrients they're needing. I've noticed in pregnancy, especially as I have needed iron, my body will crave red meat. It'll crave leafy greens, stuff like that. Our bodies are really smart. God programmed our bodies to be very, very smart. And so with fall recipes, I really challenge you guys to make some warmer meals. Like grain bowls are really good. I've also been loving making pot roast. You can make pot roast, and if you have like an Instapot, it's so good. This is that life hack that it's so funny. As a child, my mom would make pot roast, and I'd be like, oh, it's gross, pot roast potatoes and carrots. But I don't know what it is. I literally have hit this age now where I'm like, I just want pot roast. It sounds so cozy and amazing, and I just want pot roast. So anyways, I definitely encourage you guys to branch out, try some yummy, healthy fall recipes. I'm launching an October challenge on Sweaty Studio, and I'm going to have some fall recipes on there for you that you can try. But I feel like it'd be fun if we all tried like one recipe each week. I feel like that'd be a really fun little habit we could do and make it like a recipe that is healthy, nourishing, full of all the goods, all the things. But adding on one more thing to the recipes and food in general, I feel like the fall, because it is a busy time, meal prepping is a really good idea as well. If you feel like you don't have a lot of time to cook during the day, or if you find yourself getting takeout a lot because you're just like so hungry and you need something so quick, I've been there. That's something I deal with a lot. But meal prepping is really, really helpful. And if you don't know where to start, a book that has actually changed my life is called it's called Cook Once, Eat All Week. It is by Cassie Joy Garcia. Literally life-changing book. It has changed my life. I struggled a lot with cooking and figuring out what I was eating each week. The meals are fun. They're exciting. They're not just like your quinoa, your broccoli, and your chicken. It's like, it's good stuff. I feel like it saved us a lot of money, and it's been really fun. So definitely recommend that book for staying healthy this fall in the food area. But yeah, those are some fun ideas I have for you in the physical area of your life. I would love to know which ones you want to try, which ones you're going to add to your life. And if you have any fall physical healthy habits, send them my way. Give me some ideas too. I would love to hear it. DM me on Instagram at healthybuthumanpod, or you can DM me on at @CallieGuwally. And as always, if you love the episode, share with friends, tag me in your stories, and leave a review if you love it. All right, have the best day. Keep being amazing. And I'll see you next week as we talk about how to have a healthy girl fall in the mental health department. All right, I'll see you next time. Bye. My gorgeous queen, it's Callie, and I'm so excited to tell you about something that's transforming the way I work out. My Sweaty Studio app. If you're looking for a fun and effective way to get stronger, leaner, and more confident, this is it. Sweaty Studio is your go-to for on-demand Pilates workouts that fit right into your busy schedule, no matter where you are. Whether you're a beginner or a seasoned pro, the app offers a variety of classes, from 10-minute quickie sessions to full-length workouts that challenge every muscle in your body. And the best part? You can do it all from the comfort of your home, at the beach, or even while traveling. The app is designed to help you build strength, improve flexibility, tone your body, and feel empowered through affirmations blended into your workouts. Plus, with new classes and monthly challenges added regularly, you'll never get bored. You can even track your progress and join a community of like-minded women who are all on their journey to feeling their best. Some of my favorite workouts on the app are our Pilates and Praise classes that blend worship music with Pilates, our new Reformer Pilates workouts, or our Barlotti's flows that blend ballet movements with Pilates to the beat of the music. Ready to get started? Simply download the Sweaty Studio app now and take your Pilates practice to the next level. Your first 2 weeks are totally free, so you've got nothing to lose. Head over to sweatystudio.com to learn more and start your free trial today. Let's get sweaty together. My gorgeous queen, it's Callie, and I'm so excited to tell you about something that's transforming the way I work out. My Sweaty Studio app. If you're looking for a fun and effective way to get stronger, leaner, and more confident, this is it. Sweaty Studio is your go-to for on-demand Pilates workouts that fit right into your busy schedule, no matter where you are. Whether you're a beginner or a seasoned pro, the app offers a variety of classes, from 10-minute quickie sessions to full-length workouts that challenge every muscle in your body. And the best part? You can do it all from the comfort of your home, at the beach, or even while traveling. The app is designed to help you build strength, improve improve flexibility, tone your body, and feel empowered through affirmations blended into your workouts. Plus, with new classes and monthly challenges added regularly, you'll never get bored. You can even track your progress and join a community of like-minded women who are all on their journey to feeling their best. Some of my favorite workouts on the app are our Pilates and Praise classes that blend worship music with Pilates, our new Reformer Pilates workouts, or our Barlotti's flows that blend ballet movements with Pilates to the beat of the music. Ready to get started? Simply download the Sweaty Studio app now and take your Pilates practice to the next level. Your first 2 weeks are totally free, so you've got nothing to lose. Head over to sweatystudio.com to learn more and start your free trial today. Let's get sweaty together.